Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of That's Wallflower Talk. I'm your host, Hallie, and I hope you guys are all having a great week. This week, we're going to be discussing the popular Amazon Prime TV show called The Boys. The Boys is a TV show that is adapted from the original comics called The Boys, and it is an adult comic that is written by Garth Ennis and co-created by Derek Robertson. The Boys has two spin-off series, which is Gen V, which came out fall of 2023, and The Boys Diabolical. So today we're going to be focusing on mainly like Gen V and the original Boys series that started in 2019 and is still running. And something that is really interesting about the Boys universe is it is going to be connecting Gen V's plot with the Boys plot at the same time. And we're just going to get into a quick introduction of the Boys for anyone that is interested in watching it, and then just getting into the overall review and plot of the series. So without further ado, let's get into this episode.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
So I just finished all three seasons of The Boys and Gen V. I kind of watched Gen V before I watched The Boys, which was probably not the best idea, but I was able to connect two and two together after I watched The Boys. And the main reason why I watched The Boys was because every time I went on social media, whenever you go on like Instagram, TikTok maybe, you always stumble upon like a Homelander meme of some sort. So from there, I was really excited, and I kind of knew it was going to be a really good show to begin with based on like what I've been hearing from other people and based on what I'm seeing on the internet, because only like really good top tier shows are constantly referenced as memes, in my opinion. So The Boys is actually like, I was actually like very surprised that it was actually really exciting, and it was adventurous, and I was constantly being shocked by the plot. It was really nice to follow, and I kind of liked how The Boys challenged your expectations, because normally when you see a superhero, you see them as, like, let's say for example Clark Kent from the Superman movies or lore. Clark Kent is this good guy with a good moral compass, and he's great, and he's like, he's gifted all these cool powers and is using it to like best, like do better for the world. In The Boys, it kind of challenged that narrative, because the superheroes that we face, such as Homelander or The Deep, also have like, they have like moral issues that they're also facing. So they're also human, and they're also superheroes at the same time. I guess Clark Kent was actually a really bad example, because Clark Kent's not even human. He is an alien. But overall, like, most superheroes that we know have a really good moral compass. But in The Boys, I was really shocked to see that these superheroes were actually, like, bad. And it wasn't for, like, any particular reason other than the fact that they were just, like, not good people. Which I always, like, really shocked about, especially for Homelander, that was portrayed early on in the earliest, like the first episode before we actually saw his true colors at the end. Homelander was like, he was the most unexpected for me, because I knew he was like different than most superheroes, but I didn't know why. But then the main reason why Homelander is like this is because he is like this. Like, he just wants to be like that. And that was really interesting for me to watch, because it kind of challenged my narrative on superheroes. All right, so The Boys focuses on a superhero world, like, for example, the MCU or the DC Universe. The Boys, which I believe was actually originated from the DC Universe in that area, but that was just from, like, basic research. I don't know if that's actually completely accurate, but The Boys has a superhero universe where some people are called supes and some people are human beings. And we have some of the supes that we have are in a group called the Seven. The Seven have, well, they're made up of seven superheroes. One that we know, the leader of the supes is Homelander. Then we have the person that we kind of like follow throughout the whole series, and that's Starlight. And then we're introduced early on to A-Train. And then there's also Queen Maeve, The Deep, Black Noir. And then there was Translucent. Notice how I said was. That's because Translucent was actually, like, he was there for not that much time. So those are like the big superheroes that are kind of rescuing people, or rescuing is kind of an odd word to say when Homelander's on your team, but they're kind of helping people helping in the area. So the people that are not exactly like superheroes, but they are a human that are kind of against these superheroes for various reasons that are totally understandable and reasonable, are Billy Butcher. We have Huey Campbell, Kimiko, there's Frenchie, and there's Mother's Milk. And we actually don't get to know Frenchie's real name or Frenchie's real identity the whole time, which is really interesting. But those are kind of called the boys. That the group are the boys. Let's forget that Kimiko's part of it. She's just one of the boys, I guess. So the boys are comprised of mostly humans, but Kimiko is actually a soup, and she became a soup later on in her life because of something called Compound V. And if anyone is interested in watching The Boys, the main reason why these people are superheroes before like the earlier seasons, we thought that they were superheroes because it was like a gift from God, and that was the narrative that they were pushing. But actually, being a soup involves being injected with a compound called Compound V, which gives you extraordinary superpowers. So those are kind of the characters, and that's kind of the universe that we're working with. The Boys also, like, I kind of like how it shows how the world is right now and how the media portrays one thing and, like, the real life is, like, another thing, and how powerful figures control the media. And The Boys actually also portrays that, which I found really frustrating because I'm like, oh, even in a fictional universe, this is still going on where powerful people are constantly controlling the media and what narrative people are going to be seeing. So the series starts off with Huey Campbell, which is a regular human being with a regular human being job and a regular human being girlfriend, who unfortunately passes away due to Soup taking her life in a really unfortunate and really surprising way also. Huey is left traumatized, like most people would be if their girlfriend completely discombobulated in their hands at the side of the street. And instead of accepting the settlements that his lawyers gave him, he decides to take matters into his own hands. And he doesn't really seek the help, but he stumbles upon Billy Butcher, who is another human who is also against the soups, especially Homelander, due to the disappearance of his wife 8 years ago, I believe. Due to this reason, Billy takes Huey underneath his wing, and they kind of they form a group made up of the rest of the characters, Mother's Milk, Frenchie, and then in comes named Kimiko, and a bunch of other like soups that kind of see the light and see that they're kind of in like this horrible matrix, and they kind of join the group as well. So their main goal is to get revenge on the soups, especially A-Train and Homelander. So that is a very quick synopsis on The Boys without getting into any major spoilers. And it's just something, it's a series that I was really willing to binge in like a couple of days, which I did. It was there were three seasons of The Boys. It started in 2019 and it's going to continue. It's been renewed for season 4. And now we're going to kind of talk about Gen V, because we can't really talk about the future of The Boys without discussing Gen V also. So Gen V is the spin-off series of The Boys, and it follows a group of characters that attend Godalkin University. Godalkin University is pretty much a university that enrolls soups and aspiring superheroes, people that want to become superheroes. Not everyone wants to become superheroes, but there's also like acting. There's a bunch of like majors within that university, but majority of the students have some type of superhero ability. So by the time we get to Gen V, we already know that one, Homelander is not a good guy. Two, Compound V is the reason why they have these abilities. And three, the entire like business and corporate side of the boys is evil and no one should be trusted and any type of form of authority should not be trusted. The main character of Gen V is Marie Moreau, who is an orphan that aspires to become part of the Seven in order to reconnect with her younger sister, who she lost after being put in the the foster care system after murdering her parents. So Marie is trying to reconnect with her sister by getting famous and getting money through being part of the Seven. And being part of the Seven is pretty much the same thing as being a celebrity, if not more of a celebrity, because you have like superhero powers. Celebrities do exist in the boys' universe, but they're not as popular as the Seven will ever be. So initially, we know that Marie is a main character, but we're also deceived to think that Luke Riordan, aka Golden Boy, is also going to be a main character. But unfortunately, after season one, he's no longer the biggest character because he's no longer there. But we do get introduced to a world of secrets that are being hidden underneath the cover of the school, the university. And we do, from the boys, we do realize that any point of authority, like the dean or principal, should not be trusted. And like the same kind of narrative kind of translated to Gen V. Gen V, I actually, in my opinion, I like the boys more than Gen V, probably because the boys has been more developed and Gen V is just starting its plot. Maybe I'll like enjoy after I see more of a connection, but at the same time, Gen V was also a really interesting start, especially for me as a college student. I can really like relate to, well, they're not really as much of college students as it doesn't really portray the college life as much, but we do kind of see, I kind of relate to them more because they're of my like similar age group and it's kind of the same experiences that I'm experiencing, like just life in general. But yeah, the boys, if we're comparing Gen V and the boys will probably be my favorite part of that universe. But overall, the main kicker of Gen V is, instead of there being secrets about Compound V and that being discovered, which was discovered in the boys, we kind of discover that there is this underground science lab that houses really powerful soups, and they try to neutralize them, and they're doing experiments and trying to kill them because soups are not, we're not able to kill soups. No human can kill a soup. Soups can only die from other soups, and it depends on how powerful the soup is to begin with. So they're trying to find a way to neutralize and kill soups in this underground science lab, and they do find a way. And that's kind of what we're trying to navigate. And the main thing is, everything is not like what it seems, and we kind of, it kind of messes up with your idea of reality as well in this series. So the characters of Gen V are, we've already mentioned Marie Moreau, and then there's also Luke Riordan, which is Golden Boy. He has he can fly just like home. So he's like he's probably the strongest person in Godalkin University before his passing. And then we have Sime Riordan, and that's Luke's brother, and he is the person that unlocks like a bunch of secrets that Vought, I forgot to mention, Vought is the company that kind of runs all the soups, runs the soups, controls the Seven, not really anymore, but controls the Seven and kind of controls the university as well. Sime Riordan is only the strongest person on campus, or not on campus, but in the area, like part of the group of people that we're discussing. He has super strength, but his powers are very unstable due to mental instability from like being secluded and being under, being in prison for a bunch of years. Besides Marie and the rest of them, there's Emma Meyer, which is Marie's roommate, and she has powers where she can shrink and grow in size, and that's based on like what she eats and her diet. It's kind of like Alice in Wonderland. I kind of like that analogy. There's Jordan Lee, who is a bi-gender character, who so Jordan can switch between a woman and a man whenever they please. They have both of those, like, besides that ability of being bi-gender and being able to switch from male and female bodies or women and man bodies, Jordan also has superhuman strength and probably one of the strongest people. But then because of, obviously, like, the boys is also based off of real life and how the world is really not fair, Jordan faces some discrimination because of their bi-gender abilities, which kind of makes them want to fight more and get to the top of the rankings. And then there's Kate Dunlap, which is Luke Riordan's ex-girlfriend, and she's probably one of the most powerful people. The fact that her ability is that she can touch anybody and she can just give them change their mind or give them thoughts, like literally feeding people thoughts or taking their thoughts. That's Kate's ability. And then there's Andre, whose ability is telekinesis in a way. He can move things like metal, especially, and he also has superhuman strength, which I feel like most of the soups have superhuman strength, which I feel like is not really a unique power. Like, for example, going back to the boys, in The Seven, only Homelander, Starlight, Translucent, and The Deep have any type of unique powers. Black Noir and Queen Maeve, Black Noir and Queen Maeve only have like superhuman strength and fighting abilities, which I'm like, okay, that's like most of the other soups have these abilities. So it's like, wow, interesting. So I was just wondering like why there's not as much creativity when it comes to their abilities. But also I do enjoy the creativity overall with the abilities that other characters have. Like, it's not like the same as like Marvel or DC, where like the powers are like always like superhuman strength, superhuman speed, laser vision. Like, it has those, but also has extra. For example, like if you don't recall, but I also have talked about Extraordinary, which is a Disney Plus series, which, by the way, is being renewed for season 2. It's expected to come out, I believe, in late 2024 or 2024 in general. But for example, in Extraordinary, they had like really unique powers, and I really wish the boys had those kind of really unique powers. It does, but like I wish that majority of the main characters had those unique powers in a way. Like, powers that we've never seen before, because that's something that Extraordinary did a really good job on. All right, so those are my quick synopsis of the boys in Gen V without trying to get into major spoilers, as the series is still going on, and I wouldn't want to spoil it for anyone that is actually interested in watching it. But overall, the thing I enjoy about the boys and Gen V, let's touch on the boys first. The main thing I like about it is it's exactly how real life is, and I like how it portrays their lives as real life, where the soups, let's say for example they don't have superpowers, let's just say for example they're just powerful people with lots of money. That's exactly how it is in our life as well, where people with more money tend to have more sway on what people are going to see, like controlling the media maybe, or controlling how people accept, like, for example, they can buy off people. A-Train, for example, wanted to buy off Huey so he didn't, like, I don't know, testify against him for killing his girlfriend. And I was just, it was really baffling to see that the fact that he has that level of power where he's able to just shut someone up, even though he was directly responsible for murdering someone that Huey loved a lot. Like, those kind of things are very interesting to see. It's also interesting to see how, for example, Homelander is super duper powerful, and because he's so powerful, people are super scared to get on his bad side, especially the Vought CEO, Ashley. You guys might know him from the Ashley look at me like meme. That's where it comes from. But like, Ashley is so like scared of Homelander that she ends up doing like terrible, awful things throughout the whole series just in fear of dying from Homelander. And the thing is, Homelander is so unpredictable that she could just die anyway, and he could just kill her whenever he pleases, because he's not at all like completely sane, and he's not willing to, I don't think of anyone as actual human beings. The only person that I know that he's thought of as an actual human being is his son Ryan, who I'm not gonna get into any spoiler, but his son Ryan is like the first soup with the ability, like with born abilities. Like, he didn't have to be injected with any type of compound V. He was just born with these abilities because his father was Homelander, which also has these abilities. And the only person that I think Homelander actually cares for is Ryan, but at the same time, I don't think he genuinely loves Ryan. I just feel like it's just someone that he feels the need to possess over. And then I also, it's so frustrating also to see how Homelander continues to have this huge fan base and huge following, even though he continues to do horrible things and people can see it. They still will continue to follow Homelander without any sort of hesitation. And then the thing I also enjoyed about Gen V was the fact that it mixed this type of horrible, I don't want to say life, but like this really horrible like system that they're in, and they take like these naive 18, 20 something year olds, college students, and they're just being introduced to the darkness of the actual, like, the industry, for example. And for example, Marie Moreau and like all of the uni students that were introduced to in Gen V, they want to become part of the Seven, they want to become superheroes, but then they kind of have to see what type of morals that they have to give up at the end of the day just because they want to become part of the Seven or superheroes or famous. And they constantly have to be silenced for certain things. They can't say certain things because they might offend the public. And I just feel like it's just very similar to how the world is. And if it wasn't really a world of superheroes, we can make it a world of rich people and celebrities and like all that. It can also like be directly used to, it could be compared to our world as well. So that's like the main thing that I'm going to say about Gen V and The Boys. I do plan on talking about The Boys after season 4 comes out and actually get into the plots of The Boys. This was just like a quick rundown of The Boys, maybe just a quick analysis of it, and just a quick introduction for anybody that is actually interested in watching The Boys. All right, guys, it's been really fun. So this is That's Wallflower Talk on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Hallie, and I hope you guys have a great week. And I hope to hear, or I hope you guys tune in next week. Bye.
Thank you.